गरीब आदमी भी चाहता है बच्चों को रोजगार मिले.
In 2014, almost 2 years back, when Narendra Modi came to power, he held out the hope of good days for everyone, especially the country's youth, who voted for him in huge numbers. But hope has turned to disillusionment, and many youth feel Modi has forgotten the concerns of the very constituency that voted him to power. Protests over jobs have paralyzed parts of the country, especially the big cities. But unemployment is high both in rural and urban areas. Vikram Sabharwal, an engineer from Chandigarh, the capital of the northern state of Punjab, has decided to leave India. Sabharwal is just one of the many.
I'm leaving for Canada. My wife is a citizen there. I tried for a job for more than 2 years, but nothing is working out. I hope there is some hope for now.
In the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state, Subodh Sahu, a graduate, cannot find a job. He dreams of joining the civil service, but his application has been rejected several times when employers answer. Unemployment among youth, particularly educated youth, has always been higher when compared to the overall average of all age groups.
I've got no job yet or comfort. I've applied to many places, but there has been no response. Even if I get an odd job, it's not enough to help support my household.
Even people from India's northeast are apprehensive. Prati Kunzok from Manipur is equally tense. She has come to Delhi to look for a job.
When I go to sleep, I think about like what will happen. We have to do something, because I always think like that, and maybe most of the youngsters and all the college students, everybody is preparing something to do.
Hanging out at street corners or bus stops, many of India's young feel detached from the everyday lives and angry about poor schooling, unemployment and blocked mobility. The worst affected, say analysts, are the urban poor. Many who have migrated to the big cities from villages for better jobs have been let down. Dunu Roy from Hazard Center, who works with the urban poor, explains why things are difficult.
We were doing the consultations with the urban poor, and what came through was that over the so many past years, they have had this rapid growth, but that growth has not filtered down to the poor, particularly the urban poor. And you can see it very clearly in the cities, because cities, on one side, you have this very glamorous, world-class city, very modern, very shiny. And then there's this hidden, well, it's not so hidden now, but kind of concealed 40 to 60 to 80% at times of people who have not benefited from that growth.
With millions of people under the age of 30, India has the largest human resource in the world. But so far, it has been unable to capitalize on this untapped dividend. Manisha Sethi, who works with the NGO on youth, sends out this clear message to the government.
To what extent do our present educational institutions and training institutions provide the required inputs for a decent job? Is it possible to have a policy-level document catering to the employment policies of the country?
Leaving the problems to fester will only make it worse and more difficult for the government to tackle later on. By that stage, it will have a mass of disenchanted youth on its hands, prepared to do anything to survive. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.